I'm here with Tammy Moe, who is the director of the Octavia Flynn Public Library in Gallup. Hello.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. So this coming Friday, March 22nd, we have a Google event. Can you talk a bit about what we're expecting to happen and why this is happening?
Well, this is such a huge event for Gallup, and we're really excited. So there's a program out there called Grow with Google, and they're coming to New Mexico. And it's really Google's way of developing economic opportunities and initiatives and fostering workforce skills for the future of New Mexico. They have been doing this. It launched in October of 2017. And the reason that Google did it is the American Initiative draws on Google's 20 years of history of building products, platforms, and services that help people and businesses grow. Through this initiative, Google aims to help everyone across America, those who make up the workforce of today and those who will drive the workforce of tomorrow, to access the best of Google's training and tools to grow their skills, careers, and businesses. So that's really the fundamental of why Google has started this initiative. We are the 15th library. So this is being done in libraries across the United States, and they visit three libraries in each state. So we're really excited that they picked Gallup. They're also going to Albuquerque and Las Cruces. And just something for our community to work with the masters of information and technology.
Well, Google is a huge .com. It has grown so much that it is a direct competitor with such organizations as Apple, Microsoft, et al., Amazon. What's in it for Google?
Well, they feel that innovation and entrepreneurship and manufacturing is kind of the center for New Mexico. And by bringing the Grow with Google tour to the state, they're making a commitment to help develop a skilled workforce that can meet the needs of New Mexico's growing economy.
How will this work Friday the 22nd? Can anybody come by? Is it by appointment?
So it is open to the public, and what will happen is you should register, because it's such a hot event that to get at least one place, you can register at g.co/GrowNewMexico, or you can search Grow with Google New Mexico just in the Google app. You'll find it. Space is limited, so register for one class. That's what they allow, but they're queuing for all other classes. 10 o'clock in the morning, the doors will open on Friday the 22nd, and Google will have a reception table there, so registration table. You'll come in and register with the Grow with Google people. We're doing at 10:30 digital skills for your community, and this is learning about free tools and resources that you can use to assist job seekers in conducting online job searches and learning new digital skills, helping small businesses learn to reach new customers online. This workshop includes a curriculum that you can tailor for your own community needs. And we really recommend this for library, education, and non-professionals. Then at 11:30 to 12:30, they're going to have a lunch break. Google's providing snacks and food for everybody there. At 12:30, they'll start up again with Reach Customers Online with Google. And anyone who wants to learn new marketing skills or reach potential customers online will learn about search engine optimization, search engine marketing, content marketing, and social media marketing. And the result of this is a strategy that can get your organization or business or event in front of your target audience very easily. At 2:30, will be Get Found on Google Search and Maps, Explore Google My Business, a free tool for local businesses who want to connect with customers on Google Search and Maps, get hands-on help creating or updating your listing, and learn how to make a free website. And then at 4 o'clock, getting started with email, spreadsheets, and presentations. Do your best work from wherever you are in this interactive workshop for beginners. Anyone interested in learning more about Gmail, spreadsheets, and presentations will gain firsthand experience using these products and learn helpful tips on how to collaborate and stay organized.
How does the library expect to build upon the outcome of this day of Google?
Well, in recognition that libraries are increasingly centers for digital skills learning, Grow with Google plans to visit the libraries in every state, partnering with them initially to deliver these digital skills training. And then we're going to work on a long-term plan where we can implement Google curriculum and tools within the library and really continue our work with them and how they support community and entrepreneurship.
Of course, the library has been offering a number of technology classes, one-on-one computer trainings, et cetera. So this seems to flow right into your overall outreach plans.
Absolutely, yes. We do a tech time one-on-one throughout the month. We do tech training with the senior at the senior centers. We have specialized classes, and we're really fortunate that Google is going to be training our trainer. So Marcos Chavez is our technology trainer, and he'll be getting the firsthand training from the Google trainer. So it'll be more integration of tools that are useful for our small businesses and entrepreneurs there.
Obviously, this is exciting for the library. For you, what do you see this building to in the next 5 years as we talk about the possibility of a new library building and new services?
Our goal is to deliver 21st century library service, and that really does orient around technology. This is a key way to access information and a key way to be successful in today's business world as we move to more of an online retail market as opposed to something that is a face-to-face experience. So the thing about libraries is that they build agency for anybody, or they help to facilitate that building of agency for anybody who walks in the door. And we try to meet our clients where they're at. So maybe you're coming in with absolutely no technology background, or maybe you're an expert and you need advanced help. So we are, by having partners like Google to do this and to support these different levels of needs, we're able better to serve the community.
You also have partnerships with other organizations in the area, and you periodically have some formal or informal partnerships with local schools, don't you?
Yes, we do. So we go in and we work with usually younger students, but we do reading groups with the high schools, supporting their search for scholarships so that they can pursue long-term education and getting the finance backing for that. We do a lot of smaller kids. There's a lot more work going on right now in our libraries with technology. We have in our children's library specific like computers that target that age range between 3 and 7 so that they're really starting to learn early on their digital skills.
I mentioned the possibility of a new library building. Is the library board still pushing for a brand new structure, or are they also looking at options for adapting existing structures?
So that is actually the hot topic of conversation in the Library Advisory Board meetings right now. There is a conceptual design for a new library located where the Children's Library is downtown, and we're looking at the feasibility of that. So parking and accessibility, easy accessibility for everyone that we serve. So we don't just serve the city of Gallup. We also serve the entire county and even outside of the county. We have about a 60-40 split of who's using that library, with almost 60% of our registered library card users being in the county. So taking these kind of things into consideration about location and where we would best serve and be easily accessible for all ages, not just for adults, but for children too. We're looking at where our schools are located, where would we be most fiscally sound to build. And so there is some debate going on right now of where that best location would be. And we are having a special meeting actually on the 25th of March at the main library. We'll start at 5:00. And this is a meeting from the architectural firm that actually did the concept for the new library. And we're going to be asking them some questions. So anybody out there in the community who's interested in hearing about what the architects have planned and listening to what the board's questions are and getting some more information about this initiative.
So Monday, March 25th at 5 p.m., there will be a meeting? Will this be a public meeting at the library?
Absolutely. All of our library advisory board meetings are public unless they're doing a working session. And it's all about serving our community needs. So we are really looking for that feedback from the community. And we really welcome people coming to these meetings and telling us how we can best serve them.
So, Tammy, I've had conversations with your predecessors. I actually had the opportunity to talk to Octavia Fallin before she passed and spoke several times with Mary Ellen Pellington. Other than the job, what appealed to you about coming to Gallup?
Well, my background is actually a little bit different than Octavia or Mary Ellen's, and I'm really an archivist who specializes in preservation of cultural heritage. So I spent many years in the Middle East and Qatar, 10 years documenting their primary source materials in five different countries. And so I have this drive to go into places where they haven't had enough support to document their history and heritage, and Gallup just happens to be one of those places. Mary Ellen, when she hired me, I think the motivating factor was the fact that I could set up a community archive here. They have a wonderful collection of archival material dating back 100 years in the Octavia Fallin Public Library, and so that was what drew me into serving this community is really organizing that collection and making it accessible to researchers, because there's so many interesting overlapping stories here from different communities, different backgrounds, and it's just not easily accessible. There's been very few things published about Gallup and McKinley County, and if you search online, you have a hard time finding primary sources, and by that I mean the closest to a firsthand account of an event. And so I look for places that need support in organizing and building the structures to access their historic materials.
Would I be wrong to suggest that you have interest in language or linguistics?
Linguistics is important. I am not a linguistics expert, but what you will find, especially in cultures that have a lot of intangible heritage, knowing the language is really the key to unlocking the perceptions of the mind, really. So, for example, in Qatar, when I was working with the Arab population, linear time is not the way they document their history. It's very much event-driven. So most people don't even know their birth date. They were not registering birth certificates, things like that. And I think this is a common thing here as well. Finding out when you were born is not so straightforward when you come from a culture that's an oral-based history. So it would be more like the year of the big flood or the big drought, and kind of trying to apply linear time and constraints that are common in Western-based archives and libraries doesn't work in communities that are really orally based and have a different type of timekeeping. So there are some serious similarities between the indigenous cultures here and the indigenous cultures in the Middle East.
Do you foresee more outreach on these kinds of topics at the local library?
Absolutely. My whole vision for the library is to use community-driven needs, and that is in our collections, our programming, our services, and space as well, the spaces that we offer. This is a very much a creative and maker-driven community. There needs to be more space in the library for those type of activities. We want to know what is interesting or of interest to the public. So I really look for community partners. I'm more about setting community goals, things that the library itself cannot reach alone. We really want to have dovetail with all the initiatives here and support, whether it's education, creativity, economic development. But this is all has to serve the community. Otherwise, the library's value is diminished. And that's what I'm really doing, is providing that platform for what the community needs are.
I know your plate is full, but is there interest in expanding collaborations with library systems in the Navajo Nation, Zuni, et cetera?
Absolutely. We're here to help. So, and that is in partnership with the State Library. They have a whole Rural Libraries initiative. But in the future, I would hope that we are going out to chapter houses and doing outreach and programming there and going out to where our clients are, as opposed to always having them come to us. I hope that we have expanded, kind of dissolved that wall of the library, and have been able to penetrate the community in many different ways. But definitely going out into the rural areas is a big challenge because of staffing and travel, the taking equipment out. But it would be great to have maybe floating collections from our library and the chapter houses where people could come in and check out books and actually offering technology classes as well.
Do you ever have any discussions with the Bookmobile program?
I have not. So that is run by the State Library here, and they do an excellent job. But we actually have no relationship to that Bookmobile, and maybe we should. We do promote their services. And then there's also the library at the state for the blind and the handicapped. They have a program. So we just talked to the Navajo Nation. They're getting ready to have a meeting at Rio Grande Mall. I think it is on the 20th. And this is all about visually impaired. So we're going to be there and give them all of the support that we have, the materials that are on offer from the state and how to access those materials. So you can sign up, and they actually ship the materials for the U.S. Post. So you can call them up and you can put in a request for a certain topic that you're looking for, and the librarians, the state library, help you find the material, and then they ship it out to you for free. And they will send you the equipment to listen to the audio. When I talked to the Navajo Nation yesterday, I suggested that they might start recording books in Diné at the State Library. So right now they have multilingual Spanish, but they do not have, that I know of, the Diné support. So this would be something that maybe they could get grant funding for and start to expand the collections on offer that are in Diné and possibly even Zuni.
It does tie in with the goals of the Google workshops, that the library is a resource for all sorts of information seekers, whether it's job searches, whether it's academics, whether it's culture.
Yes, absolutely. And pleasure. So really, it's you never know what somebody needs when they walk into the library. It's different for each person. And that's a challenge, is making sure that we're representing every population and every need in our community. And that's why we have such a diverse staff with a diverse background. We just hired a new experiential learning coordinator. This is a new position in the library. We have a talented artist, Joshua Whitman. He's a painter and he's young. So we're hoping that he will really develop the makerspace program, where you can do 3D printing, knitting, handcrafts, traditional crafts, just kind of like expanding the possibilities of creativity and engagement. And we're really excited to have him on board.
It's interesting to trace the development of technologies and how actually weaving looms led to the development of computers.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Would you care to spend a few moments discussing any members of your staff that you think we might like to know about? You mentioned Marcos. You mentioned Josh.
Well, we have Ann Price. She's our children's librarian, and she's doing some things now that are really exciting with the story time, actually kind of changing it up and adapting it for kids who maybe have autism, so like sensory story times. Also getting out there in the community with career fairs at the high schools. We're getting ready to go to Fort Wingate's career fair. I believe that's in April. We're getting ramping up for the summer reading program this year. So this is very exciting because it's about the stars, and all the programming will be really based around astrology and the stars. Anne is super with the kids. I don't know if you've ever seen her in action, but we're also starting to do Lego tables at the Arts Crawl. So integrating ourselves there, we'll be at the Spring Fling with our Lego tables too, doing some more STEM activities. Betty Martin. She's the deputy director of the library, and she really specializes in collection development. And she's been working at that library for almost 20 years. So she's like the, probably the nucleus of information, the historical information on the library and how it operates.
The library's memory, so to speak.
That's right. We're getting ready, actually, speaking of that, to do Octavia Fellin Remembrance Week is coming up in April, and we will be putting on an exhibit about Octavia and the history of the library. So we're developing that right now.
And actually, Plateau Sciences, who will be having a meeting next door at Red Mesa Center this Sunday, the 17th, will be doing a brief remembrance of Octavia Fellin.
That's awesome.
As for a commemoration of Women's History Month.
Excellent. I will definitely be there.
Octavia Fellin was a mover and shaker, as you know, but she was also a longtime member of the Plateau Sciences Society, was involved with that group for many years.
She was a powerhouse. Octavia was quite an amazing woman, actually, when you start to see what she built here and how her drive to preserve the history, being part of the historical society, so much of the collections that are in the Rex Museum were oriented around her, and almost all of the archival material that's in the Octavia Fellin Public Library really came as a result of Octavia's work with the community and collecting that information and preserving it. So she's very impressive.
Well, when we talk about libraries, when we talk about information, databases, learning, we are talking about building upon the shoulders of others, and that's been true throughout history. So for you, in your life, who are some people upon whose shoulders you feel you stand?
Well, my inspiration for where I'm at as far as my career goes back to one of my professors early on, Dr. Stephanie Grilly, who encouraged me. I really have an art history degree, and that's my background, is in museums and art. But she encouraged me to pursue an information-based degree in order to apply that skill set to cultural collections. So this is how I came to be a librarian and an archivist. She really opened my eyes to the possibility of information management. So a lot of people think about librarians as people who sit around and read books. And there's actually a movie coming out called The Public that they have a line in there about this. And this is something that is just a fallacy. You don't get to sit around reading books in the library. You are facilitating so many different things that you're picking materials out for other people, and you are classifying those materials so that they can find them. Because if you had a room of 10,000 books, how would you arrange it? How would you be able to know that someone else would search for something under the same terms that you would? So when I went into library science, I really went into it to get that skill set to apply to cultural materials, which is where my drive and passion is, but not necessarily to read books. And I think it's funny how we can't seem to shake that image of the librarian with, you know, sitting there very quiet, reading books, very reserved, because our library is not like that. Libraries are about conversations. And so this is how people learn, is through conversations, not through being quiet and not through being isolated. And that's what the library, public library now is. And it always has been a platform for people to come together and to share ideas.
With digital technology, the possibilities for holistic searches become more practical. We have a physical music library. We've digitized virtually all of our CDs.
Wow.
They're now in our automation system, so we can use what's called a live assist. But in current terms of categorization, you know, if you're looking for Tito Puente, do you look for him in jazz? Do you look for him in Latin? Do you look for him in world music?
That's exactly right. That's it. You hit the nail on the head. It's about how do you find something? What do you call it? Language. Language has always been a tool, actually, of colonialism to occupy and to own something. So if you name it, then you own it. And this is still the case today. If you can't find something in a library catalog, if you can't find something online, it's probably because you are searching under a different term than what the person who classified that material has classified it as. So learning about metadata, which is really the story about data. And that's how I like to explain that. And it tells you the who, what, why, and how of that object. But that is determined by a human. So it's interpretation. And libraries are really one of the best at organizing mass amounts of information for recall.
Every librarian and every library user needs to become a bit of a detective in couching the terms that they're going to search for in exploring. And yes, users of the library will ask for help when necessary, but they get better at finding things just through that practice.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
So I wanted to remind our listeners that I'm speaking with Tammy Moe, the director of the Octavia Fellin Library here in Gallup, and that this coming Friday, March 22nd, it's a day of Google workshops. Again, could you review a bit about what we're expecting?
Yes. So when you come to the library on Friday, we'll open the doors at 10 o'clock, and that's when registration starts. Then at 10:30, we start our first workshop. That workshop will be Digital Skills for Your Community. And this is really about how to assist job seekers in conducting online job searches, how they're going to develop new skills in their small businesses and reaching out to customers online. They're going to provide a curriculum during that workshop that you can tailor for your own community needs. So we really recommend this for library, education, and nonprofit professionals. Second workshop will be at 12:30, and that's reaching your customers online with Google. And this is going to be very important for anybody who needs to develop marketing skills. If you're looking to penetrate online client base, then you need to know how to do search engine optimization, going back to that metadata and how they find you, making sure that you have rich text in your websites so you get high search engine ranking, content marketing and social media. So this is really important for all of our small businesses and entrepreneurs. At 2:30, getting found on Google search and on maps. This is about free tools for local businesses who want to connect with their customers on the Google search and in the maps. You can get hands-on skills, updating your listing and learning how to make a website. So again, very important for our small businesses and entrepreneurs here. Then at 4 o'clock, we will have, it's kind of back to the basics with email, spreadsheets, and presentations. And this is for all levels from beginner to advanced. And it's firsthand experience on how to use Gmail, spreadsheets, presentations, and how to like get organized with your information. So very excited to have these workshops coming to us.
If anyone has a question about this upcoming workshop, they don't have internet access readily available, is there a telephone number they could call?
Absolutely. Please call the main library at 505-863-1291.
863-1291. Thank you, Tammy.
Rachel, thank you. It's been such a pleasure.